The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
There's this thing I've been dragging behind me. Seems to weigh about 100 pounds. You could call it extra baggage. All I know is that it slows me down. Feel like I'm in arrears. So I must be. But for what? But why? But how? But when? But what if? And but. I want to get rid of my butt.
Good morning. This is Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, and it's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
Good morning. Did you get out your long johns last week?
Well, I don't get cold. You do.
Oh, I know. I had on layers and layers. I've been wearing my long underwear.
And I've been turning the air conditioning on every night.
Oh, you have got to. Well, that's crazy. When
no,
it's 60 days. Well,
because I'm hot. I get those hot flashes all the time.
You're supposed to be way beyond that,
kiddo. I know, but I'm not. I'm not. I have them forever.
Well, that's an interesting. That's a whole different conversation. Yeah. I could really digress, but I am so frustrated because I have not had a computer for a week, and technology is just. We talked about last week. We talked about LinkedIn with Lonnie
yeah.
Golden, and I cannot believe the frustration that I felt about this. And the thing of it is these young kids. Who look like, I shouldn't get
look
into
like
that.
Look like what?
But, you know, who are very interesting looking with all of their...
The geeks,
except they're hippie, crazy geeks now. I mean, they're the sweetest people in the world. But when you have a problem with your computer, and we're at the age where I just read a stat the other day that... people between 50 and 59 years old, 94% of us, because I'm not in my 50s. I thought I was in that category. I forgot.
You are so funny.
Oh, my gosh. I'm older than that. Oh, okay. Anyway.
Like much older?
Well, I mean, so if you're between 60 and 69,
you
use your computer you use 90% of people that are my age. Use the computer for email. I mean, 90%. That's a huge amount of
that's
people.
That's huge.
And 68% of us get our health information from the internet, at least one topic, on at least one topic. And then 74% of us use the internet for product research.
Well, and look at you and I with our Aging But Dangerous business. We communicate every day, 4 and 5 times a day by email. And when you don't have your computer, we have hardly been able to stay in touch. It's that important.
I know. And so I just am just amazing. And of course, as our Aging But Dangerous crowd, our group gets younger and younger, which they are, those stats go up accordingly. Anyway... AgingButDangerous.com inspires and empowers women over 50 to self-actualize, to self-fulfill, and to live their lives to the absolute fullest.
And that means to reduce your butt, as we keep saying this every week, it's not the butt on your backside, it's the butt in your head. And that's just making excuses. So it's been so easy to have a lot of butts about the computer.
I think a lot of people can go there, and whether it's learning the next new thing or upgrading or having a phone with your email, I mean, a lot of people don't want to do it. I have friends who are my age who refuse to have a computer. Now, I think they cut themselves off a lot from family and from a lot of good things, but there's also the other side of that. Because when you don't have a computer, it's like, well, can't do it. Sorry.
Well, you said the other day, you said it feels kind of nice. I kind of hate to get it back because it's just going to be all that work. on there and stuff I have to do and communicate with.
Yeah. So
it was kind of a little mini vacation for you not to have it.
That's it. That is exactly what it was. Well, and if you want to do something, whether it's get on the computer and learn something or go to a computer course, don't let anything, especially your age, stand in your way. AgingButDangerous.com is here. We are here to help you reduce your big butts.
And AgingButDangerous.com is about, excuse me, women being all they can be at any age. And really, this goes for men, too. I have to tell my daddy story.
Okay, tell your daddy story.
I talked to daddy the other night. He's going to be 104 next week. He went to get his driver's license renewed. Now, why in Kansas they would renew a driver's license at 104, I don't know. But he had to take an eye test and a verbal questionnaire, and he passed with flying colors.
Oh, my word.
So the woman, there were about 20 people in the room, and the woman looked at him and said, got everybody's attention and said, you know, tell these people what you say makes you last, you know, with you contribute your old age to and being healthy. And he said, don't worry about anything and don't have any stress.
Yeah.
And that's the way my dad's lived.
Well, I think when you live in the middle of Kansas in a little town, it's easier than, but we don't want to take anything away from him.
No, we sure don't.
That's for sure. Well, and we have so many members of Aging But Dangerous that are just amazing. Like Shirley Callender is just one of the most fabulous women, and she's good. I mean, you know, we could just name name after name after name.
And our guest today, Patty Handler. She is that in that same group of women, 82 years old, and she is just growing. She's growing old very gracefully.
Oh, she's. I don't think she's growing old.
She's
that's
not growing
problem.
Old. That's true. I was thinking that didn't sound right.
Right. All right. Well, at Aging But Dangerous, we help women re-identify their passions like Patty has, face their fears, and find purpose in the second half of their lives.
And women all over the world, Suzanne, are dealing with this issue of rediscovering themselves after 50. We have followers in 7 countries worldwide and almost every state in America. Go to our website.
And that is AgingButDangerous.com. And look at all the great stuff we do, like our swarms. Our swarms are awesome. There are monthly meetings where we get together and talk and support each other. And we've got a good one coming up.
Oh, we have a fantastic one coming up. It is called Poopapalooza. You came up with that wonderful name. And it's the unglamorous unparty. And it's about getting your colonoscopy. I think one of the main purpose of this get-together is to sign up for a colonoscopy. You need to go to our website and find out where it's going to be held. To attend a swarm, go to AgingButDangerous.com and become a member. Swarms are free for members, and you can come the first time as a guest. So check us out. We have all kinds of good perks.
Well, and you can come, a guest meaning there's no charge the first time you come, and
right.
You can make sure that we're not some insane group of, well, we are, though.
We are insane, yes.
Yes, and you get to meet other fantastic women who are just like you. They're just as insane, but who are experiencing this multitude of converging shifts in their lives and how they perceive and experience what's going on around them and what the future is going to bring. So we truly are Aging But Dangerous, and it's a blast.
And we're starting a revolution, or we have started a revolution. We're changing the way the world perceives women over 50 by changing the way you and I perceive ourselves. That's why we want aging women to stand up for themselves and be heard. So we want you, all of our listeners, to join us.
Well, and it's not just about how we perceive ourselves. It's about how all of our members and how all women over 50 project themselves, how they how society really perceives their worth. And we are worth a lot. We are very, very much worth a lot because we have all the money. So you marketers need to find out what we want and how to make us happy. And really, that's a huge mission of ours. So you are listening to Aging But Dangerous. Jean and Suzanne, we have juicy stories and titillating topics on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, and we will be right back.
You could plan your own trip, guessing at the best sights to see and places to stay.
This doesn't look like the pictures we saw online.
Or you could let the pros at Travel Leaders use their expertise to personalize your best trip ever. They promise, when your journey from a dream to a great story includes them, you travel better. That's Travel Leaders in Stillwater, Woodbury, Maple Grove, and Eden Prairie. To get your story started, call 651-789-8862 or click tvlleaders.com.
Sometimes legalese just sounds like a bunch of fancy terms that mean nothing.
Here too, and henceforth, the hearsay of the litigant, habeas corpus, mitigating circumstances.
At Lohman Abdo Law Firm, they communicate in plain English, listening to and working with each client to formulate the best plan for a particular case. Plus, you get the expertise and resources of a big firm with the cost efficiency and attention of a smaller firm. Visit Lohman.com or call Margie Botis at 612-336-9329.
Who did your hair?
I did, with a little help from DP Hue. DP Hue brings you professional, best-in-class hair color, expert guidance, color consultation, step-by-step education, and recommendation. DP Hue gives you the tools and the know-how to create a professional look in your own home. Starting at just $38, make professional hair color simple. DP Hue in Maple Grove, Edina, and online at www.dphue.com.
Gina, you look so happy and healthy lately. Have you had some work done?
Yes, actually. On my back and my feet and...
What?
I've been going to the Bros Clinic, one of the largest chiropractic and natural healthcare centers in the Midwest. Their services help me feel my best without surgery or medications. Plus, I received a free consultation for mentioning this ad.
But aren't you in the ad?
Get on the road to optimum health. Visit the Bros Clinic in Wayzata or Medina and at thebrosclinic.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne.
And Patty. Okay, I have a riddle. Okay, here's my riddle.
What?
Are you ready? Okay, what is gorgeous, has bright red hair, is athletic, is a competitive... Oh, yeah, I'm taking all of your lines, yeah. Aren't I?
Go ahead. I like it.
Okay, is fit, has a... incredibly sharp mind, is so fun to be around, has been an inspiration. And you could say it, well, I know, don't give me the keep going faster sign. I hate when you do that. Okay. And is an 82-year-old member of Aging But Dangerous.
That is Patty Handler. And Patty is one of our members that we met at our Aging But Dangerous casting call that we held 3 years ago. And that was to pick out our kick-ass modeling squad. And she was perfect for that.
Well, what'd you have to have? Tell them what you had to have. You only had to
well,
have really
Well, you
one
had
thing.
To have attitude. Yeah. Attitude.
Yeah.
And these were women that had never modeled before. And Patty was fabulous. And among one of her talents, she is also a competitive ballroom dancer. Patty's 82 years old, and that is certainly not old in her book. And neither is it in ours. So, Patty, welcome to our show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, you know you're one of our favorite people. I know you know that.
I got Suzanne that and, idea.
Yeah, Suzanne and I go nuts every
we
time
love
we talk
her.
About
She's
you.
Such a great
oh,
inspiration.
It's nice to be loved.
Yes.
It is nice. Well, one of my favorite stories is when I, after we had met, and you and I are in the coffee shop, and I was getting ready to turn 70, and I was having a complete meltdown. And I looked at you and I said, Patty, did it bother you when you turned 70? And you reached over, put your hand on my hand and looked me straight in the eye. And you said, oh, honey, I have had more fun in my 70s than I've had in my whole life.
That's true.
That is so true. And that really did help me. I was like, I can't tell you how much that helped me.
I know. And she
that.
Came home and she called me and she said, I have met the most amazing woman. And she just went on and on and on. And I got really sick of talking about you there for a while.
So, Patty, how did you tell us how you became a competitive ballroom dancer? How did that happen?
Well, I've always liked dancing. Started dancing when I was very young and always was the one at a party who got everyone up off their chairs and said, let's do the conga, let's do a bunny hop. And so I just, it's been part of my life. But I was walking by a small mall in St. Louis Park 12 years ago, actually. And I saw the sign for dance lessons. I thought it was probably just for young children, ballerinas, but I thought, okay, come on, go in. So I went in and stood there and said, would anyone give me dance lessons? And the owner jumped up and said, I will, I will. So I started soon after that, and we just danced waltz and different things. I came home and I said to my husband, I have to learn things. And he said to me, well, what did you expect? He's an instructor. And I said, well, I thought I was just going to get on the dance floor. And he was going to say, okay, now we'll do a waltz. Just follow me. Okay, we'll do a foxtrot. Just follow me. Well, that was the beginning. Within a year, I was competing in ballroom dancing.
And you've won some awards.
Yes,
I mean, you've
won
some big awards. I've been there.
I won a national championship in smooth, which is three dances, waltz, tango, foxtrot, in the over 71 and older group. So I was really proud of that.
Well, and Suzanne and I were at one of your competitions last year.
I remember.
Down in Minneapolis, and we were in shock. You danced and danced and danced, and how do you do that in heels? I know you work out.
Yes, I do work out. I learned shortly after I started with ballroom dancing that I was going to have to exercise because you have to keep your legs flexible and your back and all of that. So then I started within 3 months of that time with an exercise program. And I'm still doing it to this day.
Which is something you should do whether you dance or not. I mean,
definitely.
With Aging But Dangerous, what we try to do
definitely. Exercise is just as needed as ballroom dancing or anything else. Sedentary is not good at this age.
Well, and Suzanne and I both discovered an article, I think it was about a couple of years ago, that talked about how that dancing was so great for you as you're aging because of that mind feet
yes.
coordination.
Yes.
It has to, you know, that goes along together. And you said you've read a lot of articles
yes,
on that.
Yes, I have. Yes. It definitely, hopefully, will keep all of us younger and certainly mentally stronger. Yes.
And you just went on a cruise, a dance cruise.
I went on
without
a cruise
your husband.
Without my husband. I knew he would be just bored to death. He doesn't dance. And so there were 20 of us from the studio where I dance in St. Paul. And we danced before dinner. We had dinner. We danced after dinner. It was a blast. Had a great time.
And you must have a pretty good husband to go along with all this,
I
Patty.
Do. He's very supportive. Very supportive.
Well, with whom did you dance?
There were four instructors who went on the cruise with us. Three
wow.
men and one woman for, of course, the men.
Wow.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes, it was really cool.
And it was a specific dance cruise?
It was a trip to Alaska. And the studio just made it a dance cruise, but, you know, there were people, you know, from all over the world who wanted to see Alaska. So that's what we did. It was a week long. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Yes.
Well, that's fabulous. And this is your passion.
It is my passion. Everyone ought to have a passion, whether it be behind some kind of cause, political or otherwise, or whether it's volunteer work, which I did a lot of before I became a dancer. But it's what you have to look forward to. Also, you should have a bucket list, because I've read that you live longer if you have a bucket list, because that means you can look forward to doing something, whereas if you didn't have that, you know, you would think, well, what am I going to do a year from now?
Right.
But now you can check off from your bucket list.
And we have to say, Patty, you are very, very passionate about Aging But Dangerous.
I am very, very passionate about that. Can't wait to model and do the other things that are offered. Yes. Definitely.
A wonderful one of our great members at Aging But Dangerous, Patty Handler. This is Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, and we will be right back to find out more of Patty's secrets her amazing secrets on how she's so fabulous at 82.
So what did you do this weekend?
Well, I was in bed for most of it.
Oh, no. Were you sick?
Nope. I went to the Smitten Kitten on Friday and,
Oh, so you and John had quite the weekend.
Well, he was there for some of it.
The Smitten Kitten, a progressive adult store for everybody. Find a happy, healthier, sexier, and more inspiring love life at 3010 Lindale Avenue South or at smittenkittenonline.com.
Having a colonoscopy is a pain in the rear. Try dealing with colon cancer. Colon and Rectal Surgery Associates is a physician-owned and patient-focused local practice and one of the largest groups of specialized colon and rectal surgeons in the entire world. If you have colon or rectal concerns, or if it's just time for your colonoscopy, go online to colonrectal.org. Colon cancer is curable. Find it early and live.
Anne, my tarot cards tell me that you have a very bright future ahead of you.
Well, I'm not surprised, Madam Zora. I met with American Senior Benefits, and they helped me make informed decisions on my long-term care, life insurance, annuities, and investments.
Well, it looks like they did a good job.
They sure did, and they're very passionate about helping people plan for their future.
Then why are you here, Anne?
I just wanted to tell you about American Senior Benefits, Madam Zora.
Oh, I knew that.
Visit American Senior Benefits on Facebook or at asbmn.com.
They say you only live once, so it's time you live a little or a lot. Located just west of the Twin Cities, Westside Skydivers gives you an unbelievable view of the land of 10,000 lakes from 13,000 feet or 18,000 or 24,000 feet in the air. When you say jump, they say how high? Because if your skydive is once in a lifetime, they'll make sure you have a great time. They might even convince you to do it again. Westside Skydivers in Winsted. Book online at westsideskydivers.com.
We're back. It's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne and our special guest, Patty Handler.
A truly aging but dangerous woman.
True.
And a very active member of Aging But Dangerous, who's here to share all her secrets, because let me tell you, we all want to be exactly like Patty Handler.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, she's our one of our, she's like our, we, you, I don't, should we call her a poster child or is
mascot?
Yeah, a mascot. All right, so I want to know, are you, we've been talking about your dancing. Now, are you the oldest person who's doing competitive dancing?
I mean, no, I'm not. There were on this dance cruise, there were three of us. One is 81, I'm 82, and the other woman is 83 or 4. In fact, that woman is in Hawaii right now competing with her instructor. And she travels all over the United States. We had a couple years ago a woman come to the local national, though, competition. And she brought her instructor from California. She was 98.
Oh.
Absolutely charming. Didn't dance a lot of styles, but she was out there. Then she'd never been in the city, so she wanted to see all there was to see. She wanted to see the Walker Art, you know, Institute. And
wow.
So they traveled around the next day so that she could see what it was like here in the Twin Cities. But back to the cruise, we would dance, as I said before, have dinner and dance afterwards. And this one evening we're in the lounge with a couple instructors, and I think there were about three or four of us. And I turned to my instructor and said, "Well, where are all the young people?" And he said, "Oh, they've gone to bed." And I said, "And look who's still up. All us golden oldies. We're still out here dancing with you."
Oh.
We had a great time, though.
Oh, my gosh. Well, was it Ginger Rogers said, "I do everything Fred does except that
backwards and 3-inch heels."
Yes. Oh, I love that. I always love that quote.
Patty, what do your friends say about your life, your lifestyle?
Your aging but dangerous life.
Well, I just got an email yesterday from a friend, and she said, "You have such a fun life." And I got to thinking about that, and I thought, I absolutely do. Dancing, I'm consumed with dancing. In fact, some of my older friends said, we never see you anymore because every time we call and say, can you come for lunch, you're dancing. And that gets a little sticky, but it's just a passion. I just love.
So you work out twice a week with a trainer?
I work out once a week
An
with
hour.
A trainer. I go work out myself twice a week in addition to the trainer. And I also am going to begin next week dancing four times a week, maybe five, because I'm getting ready for a showcase in December.
Oh, my.
Here in Minneapolis?
Here in St. Paul at the studio.
Another thing I remember about you, on our first coffee together, you sat there, those sparkly blue eyes, and you had on this wonderful top, this glittery top, and you said, I love my bling.
I do.
And what was that granddaughter story?
Well, and one of my granddaughters said when she was shopping with her mother, our daughter, and she saw something really sparkly, she said, why don't we buy that for Grandma? Because she likes all that bling. And another one said, let's just call her Grandma Bling. You know, so, yes, I do. The more bling something has on it, the more I like it.
Well, when you dance competitively, you get to wear those fabulous gowns and flow around the dance floor. Like
beautiful.
Loretta Young coming through that door.
Yes, yes, it's a fantasy. You know, first of all, dancing with a very young instructor, who's my Fred Astaire, and then wearing these gorgeous clothes and putting on the makeup and... It's a great life.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being with us. And I just hope you're a member of Aging But Dangerous until we're all in our hundreds.
I'm going to be one of those dancing into my 90s.
There
I love
go.
Being
a hundreds,
here.
A hundreds.
Hundreds.
All right.
Yeah. I love being here. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
Suzanne, you're going on that long trip this weekend in your car. Are you going to go to the Bros Clinic and get an adjustment before you go? Because you know how your back gives you trouble.
I know. It gives me trouble if I don't get adjusted. If I go in before I travel, before I sit for a long period of time and get adjusted, then at the Bros Clinic, I rarely have problems. So I highly recommend that for anyone who's traveling. It's thebrosclinic.com in Wayzata at the very outskirts, this side of the east side of Wayzata. So it's very easy to get to.
And our new sponsors, the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation. This is the foundation that helps raise money for the Sisters of St. Joseph so they can provide all the free classes and fine work that they do. These women are so devoted. They devote their lives to helping people. Go to their website, csjministriesfoundation.org, and it gives you all the information on how to get involved and how to donate money.
I'm loving those nuns.
Yes.
The Sister Act. It's great. They're super.
Communicate with us at info@agingbutdangerous.com.
And definitely like us on Facebook. Likes are very important for some bizarre reason that we have no idea why. It is facebook.com/agingbutdangerous.
And
you traveling?
Yeah, I'm traveling. Travel Leaders. Oh, Suzanne, they've come up with the greatest cruise for us, Mediterranean cruise to Italy, Greece, and Turkey. We leave from Rome on April 28th and get back May 5th. The deposit is, the price is so exciting because it starts as low as $718 for this cruise. And the deposit needs to be in by November 22nd, it's $250 deposit. But go to our website, agingbutdangerous.com, go to events, click on Travel Leaders, and you'll get all the information.
Right, and we already have some fabulous women who are going with us on this cruise.
Yes,
so if you want to have a great time, that's you better be booking that, baby. And also Poopapalooza, just a quick reminder, please put October 25th. On your calendar and go to our website for more information. But we're having a whole event around colonoscopy, and I know that that doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun, but it, I swear it is. It's a gas. Get it? Gas.
I got it.
Okay. All right. Thank you for being with us this Saturday morning. This is Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. We're stirring it up, trying to cause a little trouble here to fuel our revolution of women being seen and heard and paid attention to.
And please join us next week at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age, and that is dangerous.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.